So what are you thinking of Jessica and Antonio and all them these days?
I think it's disgusting. The whole way this whole storyline has been written, it is a complete and utter disgusting waste of our viewing time. Mm-hmm. Because Jessica would never have acted like this. Even Tess never. Would never have acted this bad.
No. Good. Go, 14. Go.
Because did you see Jamie's face?
Oh.
In the courtroom?
Yes.
That poor little girl. She's already going to be, you know, traumatized by the little she's undergone in her life. Now this? How disgusting is it?
It was hideous.
You know, and I cannot believe that the writers no longer stay anything true to character. Because the RJ I know would have laid a smack down
on
every Buchanan that was there and Antonio for putting his little Jamie through that.
And looking hot while doing it.
Okay, so I did not watch it. So what happened exactly? She basically got to the parent, the court thing where they were...
They were in the courtroom, and she was, you know, they were formalizing the adoption petition, which Jessica had already signed. Jessica had already given Jamie a little bracelet to commemorate the event. And they're in the courtroom, and all of a sudden, Jessica can't say it. And what does she do? She runs out of the courtroom and she gets in her car and she drives down to the quarry. And Nash finds her there because he was supposedly leaving town. Yeah, whatever, because he was never going to leave Bree. It was just a bunch of cockamamie bullcrap. And
keep going.
And they make love in the rain.
On the rock. Naked.
It's what you call sex on the rocks, don't you know? It's a fairly popular drink in Manhattan.
Not while it's wet on a quarry where they can slip and fall and kill themselves. It's stupid. Oh, I was so annoyed.
The thing is, Jessica was all right. That's like a special place with Jessica and Antonio.
Exactly.
A quarry on a rock is a special place for them?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've had some, you know, moments when they were dating.
That's right.
You know, and I believe he gave her, was it like a bracelet or a necklace?
Yes, it was a bracelet. And it was the first time he realized he was in love with her. He picked up her scarf and smelled her. Do you remember
that?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm not an Antonio person, and I hated Jessica and Antonio.
Let me tell you something. They have done the one thing I never thought that they would do.
Made us cheer for Antonio.
They have redeemed Antonio Vega.
Absolutely. And I never thought that's exactly what they were doing.
They could have done it, but they have redeemed her at the expense of Jessica Buchanan, and at this point, they have completely destroyed basically the entire Buchanan family.
Absolutely. Go, girl.
I mean, what's left?
Well, right. Ace is gone.
Natalie's a shadow of her former self. Kevin is gone. Joey is gone. Clint is click.
The hell is he's he not doing even Clint. With Dorian and Vicky. Clint that we knew would never have ended up in bed with Dorian.
That's why I call him Click. And, he is not Clint. He is Click.
Bo can't seem to make up his mind and is still stuck with what's-her-name that...
Beige.
Well, he's with Beige, okay? Lisa called her Beige, and she is correct. She is the most boring, bland character I have ever seen in daytime.
She's not even Taupe. She's Beige.
No, they were going to write her out and send her off to go be a doctor without borders.
What happened to that? I thought that was taking place.
She turned it down.
How do you turn down?
To annoy me.
How do you turn down getting written out?
I have no idea.
Dana Hickley said, to annoy Lisa, let's do this.
I really was hoping she was going to leave because I really see the sparks with Nora and Lindsay. And they had this great scene at Rhodey's with Asa. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
That's what One Life to Live used to be.
Right. They could so pick that up and actually have a storyline that you can actually get behind.
But no,
they brought Nora.
People.
They brought Nora out of a coma for what? To burn her house down?
And have her rant and rave about it every 6 seconds? Yes.
Right. No. So before I get into that burn the house down, I'm going to go into this other rant about what they're going to do with Evangeline. A year and a half ago, we all saw Nora go into a freaking coma because they couldn't do anything with Hillary Smith's contract. Now they're going to do the same thing with Renee. It's like, do they think we're stupid and we don't know what's going on?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Honestly.
Brian Franz told us that we were stupid, remember? He said that we do not know what we want. We need to be trained. And that's exactly right. Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's just, it's like, couldn't they find another way to write her off screen?
And what about
putting her in a coma?
And what about the possibility of taking and giving her a temporary contract while negotiations are still ongoing? They've done that with various other stars. Didn't Kelly Monaco get one of those? I don't remember. I thought I heard that she had, but I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I know other people have gotten them, though.
Well, all I know is that they could have actually even just given her a contract to
just kill her off.
Finish out her storyline. No, I mean, they could have given her another 8, 12 weeks, whatever, and actually finished out the storyline and either killed her off or sent her back from wherever the hell Evangeline came from.
Oh, boy.
And just
you're getting
take
a little
her
excited.
And go.
Well, it was Florida, and then to have her bond with Todd, they made it Chicago. They changed it. They changed her history, and that annoys me.
I mean, it's just complete and utter lack of respect from the writers. And now they have this storyline going with... you know, this, what, pure people? I'm not even sure what this anti-black, anti-Semitic, whatever this...
Oh, the OPP?
Yeah.
Oh, you know me? Yeah. I just think that's really funny. The OPP, yeah, you know me.
What's the point? I mean, this storyline is just so out of left field.
It's like people or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They just, you know, they wanted to have fires and now they are trying to scramble to find some way to put it all together.
Yeah.
And can they just take Tate and stick him with Adriana and send them off overseas and never come back?
Free Rex. Free him.
You know what? I liked Tate when he first came on screen and then he started chasing after Adriana and he became like the most boring thing in the world.
Because she's
put
a soul sucker.
Sent him off.
She's a soul vampire. She takes
she is.
Soul. She does. She is a soul vampire. She's awful. And she didn't used to be. She used to be fun and spunky. Now she's just, she has made Rex boring. I did not think that was possible. She sucked the soul out of him. She's a soul vampire.
Oh, yeah.
So,
go ahead.
Has there been anything good on One Life to Live?
Natalie. Talia. Well, I love Talia. That's right.
Natalie
is getting away from the police department to go to work at BE.
That's fabulous. She's finally going to go work at
Let me back up
Buchanan
a
Enterprise.
You both like Talia. Isn't that Evangeline's younger sister?
No, that's Layla.
Oh, Layla. I was going to say.
Talia's the new police chick that was the runner-up on I Want to Be a Soap Star, Beth Ann Bonner. She's great. And they did it right, didn't they, Tina? They introduced her slowly. They didn't
slowly
shove her down our
throat. We saw her one day, 1 week, 2 days, another week.
In scenes that made sense.
Right, and she interacted with everybody.
Right. And
people
it wasn't like she showed up at the bowling alley to check out the shoe sizes and make sure they met regulations. It wasn't stupid stuff like that. She showed up at the police station where she's supposed to be. You know, it made sense, and I've really liked her because the chick can act too, can't she?
She can hold her own with Nora. She can hold her own with Beau. She even makes scenes with McBain pseudo interesting.
Pseudo interesting,
you know, which is really tough to do.
Well, she has chemistry with Antonio. She does have chemistry.
Oh no, she does. Honestly, I really hope that you know once they give it a little bit of time for Antonio to get over what Jessica has done to him and done to his daughter, that they do slowly, you know, keep up this slow pace exactly where it is and build something with Talia and Antonio. Yeah. There's rumors out there that she's going to be Beau's daughter. I don't think that really matters at this point. I think everybody's really accepted her.
Why can't... Wait. Excuse me? There's rumors that she's going to be Beau's daughter?
Yes.
That's what she said.
Why can't Rex be his son? Forget her being
Why
his
not?
Daughter. Why can't Rex be
Why can't
his
they
son?
Both?
Because we don't need
Why
that
can't they
many
be twins?
Buchanans. Well, I know
Yes, we do! Look at the Buchanans that we have!
We need more Buchanans.
We just
Absolutely.
Need, we just need to bring back the ones that we've lost.
And Gautier.
David Vickers. I would love to see storylines played out with him as a Buchanan, finally, now that he is one.
Yeah,
that's
well,
true.
I think there's plenty of Buchanans without having to add too many more to them. I mean, we can give Vicky a storyline, which in that monthly newsletter from March, she said that it was evident that she is not being written for, or her fan club president or whoever did.
Still love that.
No, those were, you know, he asked the questions, the fan club president, and she answers them. Those are her words. And she stands behind what she said.
Good for her.
And I think it's great that an actor on Daytime has, you know, basically called out the brass at ABC Daytime.
Right, and has the brass balls to do it.
Well, she's called out Dina, or Dana, whatever her name is.
Well, she also made it clear that Franz makes the final decision.
That's right. He has his favorites, and it's obvious.
Well, she didn't go that far, but she did say that,
yeah,
you know,
I don't think we want to say that about Franz with her, because when she won the Emmy
2 years
ago, she
thanked
him.
I was saying that personally, not that she said that. Not at all. She didn't say that.
No, but
I
she
read
made
the interview
it,
like six times because it was beautiful. But
she made
I'm
it
saying,
clear that Franz yeah. has, you know, the oversight over
right.
Dina.
And what I was saying is that it's obvious Franz has his favorites, including General Hospital, All My Children, and especially One Life to Live. And we know who his favorite is on One Life to Live. It's
McBain.
Obvious.
Okay.
Well, and the female favorite is Jessica. I swear, she's on every day.
If you ask me, I don't even know that Jessica's the favorite anymore. I think
really?
Marty is the favorite now.
Oh, that's true.
Because
the Mary Sue of Marty is complete, is it not?
Yeah, because the you know, the way they have treated Jessica in the last
couple
of weeks.
And they put Marty on this pedestal, like, yeah, and with the whole McBain thing. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
you're right.
They're pushing Marty and John, and anybody who thinks they aren't are insane.
McFarty.
They're pushing Miles and Marty, and that's...
Well,
I don't know what to think of Miles.
Well, I'm still trying to get over the fact that they brought Marty back. I mean, I understand that she has her son there and everything, but couldn't they have just left her out of the picture?
Oh, if you ask me, I think it's a great idea to have someone come in and be a psychiatrist, whatever, but we don't need to see them every single day.
Well, and we don't need to... but I'm just meaning with Marty's history in the show... As that character, don't you think it's a little bit much to have that specific character back so much?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's just they're once again going into overkill, and I have a feeling that because that is ABC's way of telling stories, this is what they're going to do with that whole night shift thing that they're doing with General Hospital. You're going to see people on GH during the day and at night, and you're going to get sick of these same characters over and over again.
And for more discussion on General Hospital's night shift, tune in to our next edition of DC Uncensored.